Please rise.
Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Our text this morning is two verses from our gospel lesson, which I'll read again for our hearing. And the apostle said to the Lord, "Increase unto us faith." And the Lord said, "If you have as a kernel of mustard, you could say anyhow to this mulberry tree, 'Be uprooted and be planted in the sea,' and it would obey you." This is the word of the Lord given to us today. And our theme this morning, in Jesus, your faith will remain strong. Please be seated. Dearly beloved, let's go back to 1965. Yes, I was alive then, 1965. America was fascinated with space. The space race had already begun. And there was a popular TV show that mesmerized viewers. Lost in Space. It ran from 1965 to 1968. And on the show was a robot. And each time that Will Robinson would come close to danger, you remember what the robot would do? He would extend his arms and he would shout, "Danger, Will Robinson, danger!" Today, our Lord's teaching to his disciples then and to his disciples today, he warns, "Danger, dear disciple, danger! Your faith is under constant attack. Satan, his evil angels, and those whom he uses will and do attack you so that you will deny the Holy Gospel, so that you will deny that Jesus is your Savior, that he is your way and your truth and your life. It is they who will keep you and prevent you from hearing the word. It is they who will prevent you from receiving his body and blood and ultimately lead you to openly deny Jesus. So this morning, you're reminded that in Jesus, your faith will remain strong. Our faith remains strong, dear ones, by not looking at ourselves. It's important for us to recall that Jesus has already pointed out to his disciples, and he's already pointed out to us today, two duties of a disciple. First, we are to carefully watch. We are to be on guard as to what we say and do. As a Christian, we are not to give offense to a fellow Christian. You must not tempt anyone, especially a Christian, to sin. You must never do anything against your fellow Christian to cause him to doubt or to cause her to doubt Jesus as their Savior. And to get them and to cause them to doubt all that Jesus has done for them and all that Jesus has done for you. Within this first duty is a dire warning. If you were to lead a fellow Christian to sin, it is better that a huge millstone be tied about your neck and you be cast into the sea. That's rather extreme, don't you think? Well, Jesus says this on purpose. You see, this is not a form of capital punishment in ancient Israel. As a matter of fact, it's never been a form of capital punishment in Israel. But Jesus uses this heroic statement to pique our interest, to get our attention, to get us to understand the seriousness of your sin and the seriousness of my sin. Sin is serious. When we tempt someone to sin, it is better that we just cast ourselves into the sea with a huge millstone about our neck. It's obvious to us that with such a huge millstone tied onto us, there's no way that we can swim back to the top. we're lost. We're done. We're defeated. We're judged. The second duty as a Christian is that you must always be ready to forgive and to forgive and to forgive. That's a mark of a Christian, by the way. We are known for our forgiveness. As with our Lord's disciples, we, His disciples today, want to do what He commands us to do. But they and we aren't always sure that we're able to do it. We're not always sure that we can do what our Lord commands us to do. So often your pastor will hear that people don't come to church because they're afraid to receive the gifts that are in his church. More often than not, they're afraid to come here. They say the silly thing like, well, if I walk through the door, the church will fall on me. Better that the church fall on you than a huge millstone be tied about your neck and you be cast into the sea. No, you see, those are just weak, pitiful excuses from weak, pitiful sinners. If that's how you truly feel today, loved one, thank God that you're here today. Thank God that He has brought you here by the power of the Spirit. For you will hear and you have already heard in the absolution that your sin is forgiven. If you truly repent from your heart, if you truly believe that Jesus has died for your sin, that He is present here today to feed you His body and blood for the forgiveness of your sins, His word is true. For God Himself says that He will forgive you and that He will cleanse you from all unrighteousness. He reminds you today. He reminds you that He Himself died for you. That He rose for you. And yes, that He does forgive you of all your sins. It doesn't matter the sin. It could be the most gross and vile thing that you could think of. Yet, that gross and vile sin, Jesus bore to the cross, and there He defeated it. And He didn't do it for Himself. He's done it for each and every one of you. Therefore, in Christ Jesus, your faith will remain strong. Today Jesus is present to increase your faith, to strengthen your faith. Yes, there is such a thing as a strong faith. May I remind you of the centurion, a Gentile, a pagan, who told Jesus, "Jesus, you don't need to come under my roof. Just speak the word, and my servant will be healed." And Jesus' response, "Not in all Israel have I seen such great faith." How about the woman? The woman with the bleeding issue. She risked her very life to come out and to reach out and barely touch the tip of his tassel upon his robe. Jesus felt the power leave him, and he turned and he found her, and he said to her, "Daughter, your faith has made you well." The mistake that they make and the disciples of today, his disciples today, we make the same mistake, that we make faith all about us. We attempt to look into our own hearts, and we attempt to judge what kind of faith resides in here. What kind of faith do I have? Is it good enough or is it not good enough? Jesus tells you this morning that we must not judge ourselves, but we must act. We are to act, and in those actions, we will see faith. Faith that is given to you. Faith that is given to you and strengthens you each and every day of your life. Dearly beloved, when you act, just like the centurion acted, and just like the woman who reached out and touched the very tip of his tassel acted, you are proving You are proving the faith that has been given to you. Since in action you are trusting in your Lord. Just as the bleeding woman trusted that this man from Nazareth, even though he did not see her, she trusted that if she could only just touch him, she would be healed. Daughter, your faith has made you well. Today, your Lord is present to serve you. And as he feeds you his body and blood, he says to you, daughter, your son, your faith has made you well. Brother, I, the Son, have made you well. You see, when we attempt to judge our faith, we will always use these pitiful excuses. And they go like this. Oh, I can't do that. My faith is not strong enough. Oh, I can't do that. I can't speak the word. I can't do it by myself. Oh, I can't reach out and do this for the Lord. You see, when we say things like that, dear ones, we are taking our eyes off the Holy One of God, the one who has died and risen for you. When we say things like that, we fail to act and reach out, to reach out and take hold of Him, knowing that He will never, ever fail us. Come and see. Come and see. It only takes a spark. Some of the themes of our LWML. Just like these ladies, dear one, they reach out. They take hold of Jesus and they follow Him. They do the mission that they are led to do. They don't do this on their own. They're led by the Holy Spirit. And that's why the LWML is so, so important to the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. They are all about mission, ladies. They're all about mission, about reaching out, doing for the Lord, acting, doing, proclaiming, knowing that the Lord is with them and that He will never, ever leave or forsake them. He will never, ever let them down. I pray that each lady in this congregation would want to be a part of that. That you would want to reach out. Just touch the tip of His tassel and see the great things that He will do. The great things that He will do through you. You know, faith is not something that we bring forth on our own. It's not something that we bring out of ourselves. It's not a work that we do. So Jesus uses a heroic statement this morning. And a heroic statement is a statement that sounds so ludicrous, so crazy, so thought-provoking, that we'll never forget it. So what does Jesus say? He says, if you have as a kernel of mustard, you could say anyhow to this mulberry tree, be uprooted and be planted in the sea, and it would obey you. A faith as small as a mulberry seed. Can you all see that in the back or up in the balcony? You can't see it, can you? The mustard seed is so small that you can hardly see it. Matter of fact, it's like a little bitty tiny piece of sand on your fingertip. By the way, these are not mustard seeds, but they're not far from that size anyway. But you see the point. Jesus is saying that all you need is just a little bit of faith, just the tiniest faith, and He, the Holy Spirit, will work through you. He isn't saying that we are to go out and test Him. He is not saying, dear ones, that we can walk together as a congregation over here in the cemetery, stand under the pin oak and say, pin oak, we don't like you being in the cemetery, so be uprooted and be planted in front of the church or in front of the parish hall, and it would do it. That would be testing God. That would be a law statement. I would be proving to you that the law crushes you. Rather, what Jesus is saying here is that it is He who works through us. And when we have just the tiniest of faith, He will do great things through you. Just as He does with the small faith of the LWML or the great faith of the LWML. It is not they who do it. It is the Holy Spirit working through them that does His great work. Since in faith we are to accomplish much, Jesus, we must know, is always working through us. It is His word that goes forth and accomplishes that which He says it will accomplish. It's His will that is done. It's never our word or our will. Therefore, it comes down to this, dear ones. It comes down to this: trusting Jesus for your salvation. Faith depends entirely on Jesus Christ. Faith is an action that begins with God, depends on God, acts in Christ, trusts in Christ, and believes in the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. That's faith. This morning, on this Lord's Day, and every day, He is present to strengthen your faith. He is present to serve you today, body and blood. Yes, for the forgiveness of all your sins, the strengthening of your faith into life and salvation. That's His promise, and His word is true. He is present to announce to each of you today that in His word, in the preached word, the proclaimed word, and in the written word, all that He has done for you, He proclaims to you today that He has gone to the cross for you, that He rose for you on the third day, and that He will never leave or forsake you. Therefore, your faith is strong. The very faith that He gave to you in baptism, the very faith that He strengthens today in body and blood. There at the font, dear ones, He strengthened you. Not only did He strengthen you, He gave you newness of life. He gave you faith. There at the font, everything changed for each and every one of you. You are no longer a child of perdition, no longer a child of sin. God acted. He reached out and washed you, and He gave you faith. And He continues to strengthen that faith in the proclaimed word, the preached word. And He continues to strengthen that faith in body and blood. What's required of us is to reach out, to take hold of Him, to be here, to listen, to receive. As you see the little banner right here in front, notice the hands. The hands are reaching out and receiving from God. Dear ones, that's faith. Today you will reach out and His body will be placed into your hands. And you will place that body into your mouth, or He Himself will place that body into your mouth for the strengthening of your faith. Today you will reach out and take His blood, and you will drink His blood, or it will be served to you. And in that blood, your faith is strengthened. So, dearly beloved, as we now close, we always remember this: faith which rests solely and completely upon the foundation that He is your rock, that He is your strength, that He is your salvation, that He is your way, your truth, and your life, is a foundation that will never, ever fail you. Don't worry about your faith. Rather, hear the Word, take His body and blood, read the Word, and believe and reach out, take hold of Him. And He will be there to reassure you, to give you peace and comfort in these words: your sin is forgiven. All your sin is forgiven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please rise. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, now and forever. Amen.